Disrupt Her, A Manifesto for the Modern Woman by Miki Agrawal. This book is dedicated to my new, incredible, dimply-bootied, adventurous, curious, smiley, sometimes loud, sometimes very loud, sometimes soft, fully engaged son, Hero Happy. Hero, I promise to never lose myself for you, because the more me I can be, the more I can inspire you to be you. You got this. A note to you. By opening this book, you're opening yourself up to disrupting much of what you believe to be true in the world so you can live your most vibrant, strong, actualized, lit up life ever. Congratulations for taking this big, courageous step. A note to men. Disruptor has her in it, implying it's written for women only, but he is within her, much like man is within woman. The Bible speaks of man. Aristotle writes about man, and even Viktor Frankl wrote Man's Search for Meaning. Yet women read those texts too, don't they? So why can't we say her and woman and have men read it too? We can. This book was written by a woman for women, but it's meant to be read by all humans. So when I refer to her, it does include you too, if you so choose. No matter who you are, please read from an open, self-inquiring perspective. Introduction. Miki and Radha, the principal would like to see you in his office, please. As my twin sister and I sat in the principal's office, our feet dangling off our chairs, the enormous principal, with his booming voice, entered the room and said, "It has been brought to my attention that you two are being disruptive in class and at recess. The teacher said that you've been talking in class and playing King of the Mountain with the boys." This was wintertime in Montreal, and the shoveled snow created massive mounds that allowed the kids to play King of the Mountain and attempt to push each other off the piles of snow. It was always only boys playing the game, and our 10-year-old selves had decided that we wanted to conquer the mountain that day. Rod and I looked at each other proudly. We A, loved talking, and B, had so much fun playfully pushing the boys off the mountain. We gleefully responded, "Oh, yes! We became the first queens of the mountain today. Do we get a trophy for being the first queens of the mountain?" The principal responded sternly, "That's not funny. You can't do that anymore. You can't push the boys off the mountain. It will give them a complex." A complex? What's a complex? This was the first time I had ever heard the word. "They will become insecure because the girls are pushing them around."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?